Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Highlight Show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Final game of this three-game series, Mets and Miami Marlins. Paul Blackburn against Valente Beloso was the pitching matchup. In the first, Blackburn allowed a one-out single, but nothing else for a scoreless top of the inning. Then in the bottom half, Mark Vientos picked up the Mets' first hit of the game with a one-out single. Brandon Nimmo next. He worked a walk to put a pair on. Two on and one away for the Mets, and Pete Alonso up for New York.
No score. Vientos at second. Nimmo at first. One out last of the first. And Beloso with a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Well hit. Right center. On the run is Hill. Onto the track near the wall. Reaches out. Makes the catch. Crashes hard into the wall. Flips the ball to the right fielder Sanchez, who plays it back in. But Vientos around third trying to score. Throw to the plate. The slide. He is out at the plate. Vientos slams his helmet down in frustration. But when he saw Hill hit that wall and then have to flip the ball to Sanchez, he figured, let's take a shot at it. Didn't see whether or not Mike Sarbaugh was waving him home. We'll check that out on the replay, but the Mets are done in the first. Great play by Hill. Good relay to the plate.
Yeah, it was a perfectly executed relay. You heard Howie say he wondered if Sarbaugh was sending Vientos. He was indeed. And then Carlos Mendoza said postgame that he had absolutely no problem with it because it did take a perfect relay. And the official scoring on that double play was 8-9-4-2. And the Mets were held off the board thanks to that perfectly executed play to the plate. Top of the second inning, Blackburn allowed a one-out single to Emmanuel Rivera, but thanks to a pickoff, faced the minimum. In the bottom of the second inning, scoreless, and Beloso set down the first two Mets of the inning. Then on a routine soft ground ball to short, Jose Iglesias with a hard 90 beat the throw from Xavier Edwards for an infield single. Mets couldn't capitalize, though. Tyrone Taylor struck out to end the inning. Scoreless after two, onto the top of the third when Otto Lopez led off.
And he's 2-2 just as he was an inning ago here. Nick Fortes on deck. Next pitch, lined in the air, center field. Taylor sprinting over to his right, dives, and the ball gets by him and rolls all the way to the fence. Lopez hits second. Nimmo picks the ball up and fires in. Lopez gets to third and stops there. Takes a turn as the relay throw trickles away, but Alonso there to back it up. Lopez stays at third with what's going to be a triple.
Yeah, Tyrone Taylor went into a full-on Superman dive to try and pick that baseball out of the air. The ball rolled all the way to the warning track, and it eventually set up a Nick Fortes sacrifice fly to put Miami ahead 1-0. Blackburn then issued a walk to the very next batter, Xavier Edwards, but set down the next two to limit the Marlins 2-1. Shutdown inning for Beloso in the bottom of the third, 1-0 fish after three. Blackburn and Beloso traded zeros in the fourth. In the top of the fifth inning, Blackburn made it eight straight set down with a 1-2-3 frame. Down by a run in the bottom of the fifth, Jesse Winker led off with a base hit. Jose Iglesias followed with a walk, and the Mets had first and second with nobody out. Beloso responded with a pop out of Tyrone Taylor and a strikeout of Luis Torrens for the first two outs of the inning. Two outs and two on, and the order flipped for Francisco Lindor.
1-0 Marlins. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a looper to shallow left center. That's going to fall in for a base hit and tie the game. Winker around third. Comes home. Scores standing. Stopping at second, Iglesias. And on at first with an RBI single and a 12-game hitting streak is Francisco Lindor. And the Mets have tied it up 1-1. And again, Lindor out in front. But he was able to muscle it into the outfield and get this game even and break the drought of teams against Bayoso coming into this inning. Have gone 16 and two-thirds without allowing a run. Now the Mets have tied the game.
On the RBI single by Francisco Lindor, extended his hitting streak to 12, and we were tied at 1 in the fifth. Mets were limited to just 1 as Mark Vientos went down on strikes to end the inning. Shut down top of the sixth for Paul Blackburn. He allowed a leadoff single but picked off his second base runner of the game to face the minimum. And then it was on to the bottom of the sixth inning with the game tied and Brandon Nimmo led off.
0-1 to Nimmo. Rivera off the line and even with a bag at third. Now a toe on the edge of the infield grass. And the 0-1 hit deep to right field. Back goes Sanchez. It's going to go. Home run into the Coca-Cola corner for Brandon Nimmo. For Nimmo, his 18th home run. He hits it into the upper deck in right field. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1.
And that's today's Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Number 18 for Nimmo, second home run in the series, and the Mets led 2-1. Two batters later, Starling Marte single to chase Bayoso from the game. Jesus Tinoco took over and struck out Jesse Winker. After a walk to Jose Iglesias, Tinoco struck out Tyrone Taylor to end the sixth inning. On to the seventh with the Mets ahead 2-1. Paul Blackburn was done. Six innings, four hits, one earned run, one walk, and four strikeouts. Waskar Brazoban took over for the Mets to face his former club. With one out in the seventh inning, Derek Hill reached on an infield single, and then Emmanuel Rivera singled to left center to chase Hill to third. First and third with one away, and Kyle Stauer is up for Miami.
And here's the lefty. Good young hitter, Kyle Stauers. Middle infield back, first pitch. Down and in by Terence toward the backstop. Here comes Hill. Terence flips to Brazoban at home. The ball gets by. Hill is in safe to tie the game. Down to second goes Rivera on the wild pitch. 2-2 now in the top of the seventh. And a wild one that gets by Terence. Ricocheted off the wall back to him. But the flip home wasn't in time. And it got by Brazoban. So a tough break even further. And what has been a tough break inning for Mets pitching.
Yeah, it was a lot of soft contact that led to that wild pitch. But any way you look at it, the game tied at two and the go-ahead run in scoring position. Stauers eventually flied out for the second out. The inning continued, and Otto Lopez legged down an infield single. Brazoban was done. Reed Garrett was called on. And with two on and two outs, Nick Fortes up for Miami.
Garrett nods yes, comes set. First and third for Miami. Two outs. Garrett a deep breath and the pitch. Swinging a fly ball left field. Nimmo sprinting in. Dives. Tumbles. Makes the catch to save the tie. Right in front of him, Francisco Lindor shoots his fist up to celebrate. Nimmo holds his prize and Garrett holds the 2-2 tie. Second game with a diving catch for Nimmo. This one a biggie.
Yeah, a run-saving grab by Brandon Nimmo. The game remained tied at two. That's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. But that dive by Nimmo may have come at a price. Tinoco returned in the bottom of the seventh inning. He hit Jeff McNeil. He then struck out Francisco Lindor and Mark Vientos. His afternoon was done. Andrew Nardi came on and struck out Brandon Nimmo, who appeared to be shaken up on the swing. The inning came to an end as the Mets went back out defensively for the eighth. Carlos Mendoza had used his bench in a way that it was set up that Francisco Alvarez was going to come in and catch, and likely Jeff McNeil was going to head to second, and Jose Iglesias would have replaced Mark Vientos at third. But instead, it was McNeil out to left field who replaced Brandon Nimmo. Carlos Mendoza said a couple of minutes ago that Brandon was experiencing right shoulder discomfort, and he will head for an MRI tomorrow. With the game tied at two in the eighth inning, Reed Garrett returned and walked Xavier Edwards. Two batters later with one out, he walked Jonah Bride, and the Marlins had first and second with one out. Jesus Sanchez up, and Garrett picked off to second and picked Xavier Edwards off. The third pickoff of the day for the Mets and the second time that Edwards was picked off. It was originally called safe. Mets challenge reviewed and a very quick overturn. Now two outs in the inning. Garrett walked the third man of the inning when he put Jesus Sanchez on to make it first and second with two outs. Garrett was done. Phil Maton was called on and faced Derek Hill for our turning point of the game.
And now here in the eighth, the 3-1 to Hill, a breaking ball, hit softly into left field, that's a base hit. Big hop for McNeil, around third, coming home Bride, the throw to the plate, the slide, the ball comes out of the glove of Alvarez. Bride now goes back to make sure he touches home plate. The Marlins have a 3-2 lead, and the runners move up as Sanchez goes from first to third. Hill follows down to second. It is 3-2 Miami.
And that was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. RBI for Derek Hill, and the Marlins were back ahead 3-2. Maton stopped the bleeding with a ground out of Emmanuel Rivera to end the top of the eighth. In the bottom half, Andrew Nardi issued a leadoff walk to Pete Alonso to put the tying run on. He then struck out Harrison Bader for the first out. Carlos Mendoza sent up J.D. Martinez to hit for the left-handed Jesse Winker. Skip Schumacher countered with Declan Cronin, a right-hander, and the win to Cronin. J.D. grounded into a double play to end the eighth. Phil Maton returned for the ninth and set the Marlins down in order, which meant we were on to the bottom half with the Mets trailing by a run. Calvin Fauché on to close it out for Miami. Jose Iglesias led off the inning and once again reached on an infield single as he hustled down the line to beat out the throw. Tyrone Taylor followed with a base hit through the left side, and the Mets were in business. First and second with nobody out, and Jeff McNeil up. McNeil squared to bunt twice, failed to get it down, and eventually went down on strikes for out number one, and the runners remained at first and second. Francisco Lindor was next with runners at first and second. He had a deep fly ball to center field, but Christian Pache made a terrific over-the-shoulder running grab at the warning track in right center to take away a hit from Lindor for the second out of the inning. It did advance Iglesias to third on the play, but now there were two outs. First and third, and the last chance for the Mets was Mark Vientos.
Oh, Vientos already taking his timeout right back in the box. Fauché on the first base side of the rubber, staring down for a moment. Now comes set. Runners lead first and third with two out. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. He did go down and away with a cutter. Vientos missed it, and the Marlins have salvaged the finale of this three-game series.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.